Landia. That is to say WBAI New York 99.5 FM in the center of your radio dial. We are commercial-free, people-powered Pacifica Radio for the tri-state area and beyond. We are, of course, streaming live 24/7 at WBAI.org. I want to begin this program by stating that I am not a medical professional, I am not a medical practitioner, and nothing I say should be taken as medical advice. All decisions about your health and medicines should be made in concert with your doctors and or medical practitioners. But the professionals are riding along with us during the show. Don't worry, so stay tuned. Let's get it popping. In 1986, Dr. Louis Ignaro of UCLA Medical School made an amazing discovery which has changed Western medicine forever. The discovery was simple. It's one atom of nitrogen and one atom of oxygen, which make up NO or nitric oxide, as it's commonly known, which had widely been considered, not been considered, which is known as a poison when coming from outside of the human body, was actually doing something positive inside the human body. In short, pharmacologist and Professor Ignaro began to study why the human body could use nitroglycerin to prevent heart attacks. What he discovered is that the body converted the nitroglycerin into a gas. That gas is the subject of our conversation today, NO, or nitric oxide. Intrigued, of course, Dr. Ignaro went on to study what else nitric oxide could do within the body, whether or not the body made it itself. That was already a strange discovery, an interesting discovery. He discovered further that not only did it lower blood pressure, but that arteries themselves have the ability to convert it into that gas. It was a vasodilator, prevented blood clotting, and improved blood flow to the heart and throughout the entire body. After some years of study, Dr. Ignaro and his team made a huge discovery that nitric oxide, once produced in the body, could help to prevent heart attacks, could help to improve cardiovascular health, could help to prevent strokes, and could improve so much more within the body. This gas, nitrous oxide, which is, again, produced in our arteries naturally, is a key to maintaining optimal health in the human body. This was unknown until within the last couple of maybe three decades. So important was this discovery that in 1986, Dr. Ignaro won the Nobel Prize. That's huge. That's how important the gas, the matter that we're discussing today, is. How important? Well, some of you were impacted by this research just last night. As Dr. Ignaro's scientific discovery led directly to the creation of Viagra and its cousins. And congratulations if you used it last night, by the way. But that is why the blood flow is able to increase. What they discovered led other labs to study this in terms of erectile dysfunction, and directly based on Dr. Ignaro's work, he and his lab, another lab comes up with Viagra. In fact, the Pfizer company nicknamed him the father of Viagra. But that's not all. Nitric oxide, it turns out, is incredibly important to all of the functions in our body, and we're still learning about it. Again, this is new science. So as a gift we have here on this station, medical practitioners, we have a show called Take Charge of Your Health, which airs on Thursdays at 2 p.m., hosted by Corrine Frenari and Carol Peterson. And they are medical professionals, and they brought this incredible information to us, and it really piqued my interest, and I had to jump in on it. So we're going to go in and listen to a bit from the discoverer, the founder, the Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Luis Inaro, who discovered how nitrous oxide functions in the body and how it works within the system. Again, so important was this discovery that he was given a Nobel Peace Prize for it. So let's listen to his journey, and we're going to come back and talk with you a little bit about it. I remind you, this is a fundraising program. We will be inviting you to dial us at 212-209-2950 to get a package of this nitrate that induces nitric oxide production in our systems. It's going to be a $100 donation at 212-209-2950. And it's going to come with testing strips that will show you, after you take this nitrate product, to show the difference in your nitrate level within your body. So we're going to send you out not only a one-month supply of the medicine, of the nitrate, rather, we're going to also send you out testing strips to go along with it so that you can see the effects. But first, let's get into Dr. Inaro. You're not going to want to wait. It's only a $100 donation. Up next, we're going to hear from Dr. Inaro and some of his path to this incredible discovery as interviewed by Chase Tuning and Drew Purot.
Can you please just give us a high-level breakdown of what is nitric oxide? What is NO? What is this component?
Sure. Well, nitric oxide actually has been known for hundreds of years to the chemists. Nitric oxide is a gaseous substance, and it's very simple. It consists of one atom of nitrogen and one atom of oxygen, or NO. In fact, nitric oxide is often referred to as NO. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to say. But this is a gas that's been present in our atmosphere for the longest time. And it's not a pollutant by itself, but it can be oxidized whenever lightning strikes, for example, or it increases the reactivity between NO and oxygen to form nitrogen dioxide, or NO2. And I think many people have heard of that. That's acid rain, and that's very, very toxic.
Okay,
but the NO itself is not toxic. The interesting thing about NO is that no one thought that would have any relevance or bearing, in the human body for a number of reasons. One, what would it do? There was no information on that. And also it's very reactive. It's what we call a free radical, which means it lasts for only a couple of seconds after it's formed and then it disappears. So how can something with that kind of reactivity exist in the body? Okay. So the way we discovered that it was important was very simply looking at how another drug works, the drug nitroglycerin. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows nitroglycerin. It's the explosive Alfred Nobel used to make dynamite. But in addition, nitroglycerin is used clinically to lower the blood pressure and prevent an impending heart attack. Mm-hmm. It comes as tiny tablets. You take it, and within 20 seconds, it works. Well, for 100 years, nobody knew how nitroglycerin worked. And it was my laboratory that showed that when you take nitroglycerin, your arteries metabolize or convert it to NO. Mm-hmm. So then we bought some NO gas. You can buy it. It comes in a cylinder, just like CO2 or oxygen or nitrogen. And we studied this many years ago in the laboratory. And we found that this nitric oxide gas is a vasodilator. It widens the blood vessels to lower the blood pressure. And we did one experiment after the next and showed that if you're just about ready to have a coronary or a myocardial ischemia or heart attack, that nitric oxide will dilate the vessels and improve blood flow to the heart, deliver more oxygen, and the person won't get a heart attack. And so that's how we first came across nitric oxide, working out the mechanism of action of nitroglycerin. And then, being a pharmacologist, we study the actions of different chemicals and drugs in the body. So I kept studying nitric oxide to see what else it does. And we found that it prevented blood clotting. Mm. It increased blood flow. It did many things. And so I developed this idea that, this is fascinating. I wonder if our bodies produce nitric oxide. maybe it doesn't just come from nitroglycerin. This is an outside source. Maybe our bodies actually make nitric oxide,
which is
because it's so potent. It's a very wild thought. It's what we call thinking outside the box,
yeah, I'm curious
which I love to do.
I'm with you, but I'm curious, how did you even come to that thought?
Well, I mean, here we're testing nitric oxide and we find that vanishingly small amounts, I mean, tiny, tiny amounts lower the blood pressure. Tiny, tiny amounts prevent, the blood from clotting where you do not want it to clot. Okay.
So you were probably linking that to if these tiny amounts are already existing.
Exactly. So okay. I said to myself, wouldn't it be something if our bodies could produce nitric oxide so that what would it do if our bodies produced it? Well, it might control blood pressure and prevent hypertension. It might prevent unwanted blood clotting, therefore prevent, a myocardial ischemia, which is due to a blood clot in the heart, or it might prevent a stroke, which is a blood clot in the brain. And I thought, well, you know, when we exercise, for example, we get vasodilation or widening of the arteries in the limbs where we're exercising in order to deliver more blood, carrying more oxygen, more nutrients. And so I kept thinking, well, wouldn't it be something? That's what I kept saying for like 10 years.
Wouldn't it be something
if our body produced this molecule? So I began to look for it. It took a while, but I eventually, in my laboratory, when I say I mean my lab. I could do nothing by myself. It was my lab. I ran the lab. We discovered that the inner lining of the arteries, it's called the endothelium. The inner lining of the arteries make nitric oxide.
No way.
We had already determined what nitric oxide does. So this was the icing on the cake. Our arteries make nitric oxide for the purpose of preserving cardiovascular health, you know, preventing cardiovascular disease. And it was that discovery in 1986 that landed me a trip to Stockholm.
And I remember reading your story, this epiphany, you're kind of just yelling out loud. Was it EDRF is NO?
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
right. And it's just kind of this realization that this thing has been staring me in the face of what I've been looking for the whole time, which I think is so fascinating many times when it comes to discoveries of the human body.
Exactly. I didn't go into it in that kind of detail, but someone else had discovered that there's some kind of relaxing factor made by the endothelial cells, and he called it endothelium-derived relaxing factor, EDRF. He didn't know what it was. Nobody knew what it was. So that was my hint that, oh my goodness, maybe this is the nitric oxide, you know, that I've been looking for, because it's a relaxing substance, right? It's a vasodilator. And this other guy showed that, and his name was Bob Furchgott, by the way. He shared the prize with me. So he showed it was unstable and that it was a vasodilator. And so we put two and two together, and we went after the chemical identification of this factor, which was very difficult, and we showed it was nitric oxide.
Amazing.
Some of us make a lot of this molecule. Some of us don't. And those who do not make sufficient quantities of this molecule might develop cardiovascular disease. I kept this in my mind, Drew, throughout my college, medical, and graduate education until I was working as a professor. And eventually, I found that molecule, which is nitric oxide. So the moral of that story is never give up.
Let's piggyback off of your statement there, and we talk about some people making more adequate levels of NO, nitric oxide, and some people not. How does the body create NO? How is it created, and how does how we breathe relate to that?
Very, very important questions. When we discovered that the body produces nitric oxide, we did not understand the mechanism. We knew the body produced it, but we didn't know how. And then but mainly other investigators found that nitric oxide is made by an enzymatic reaction in the body. It's very simple. You know, we eat protein. Proteins are digested to amino acids. And each of the 20 amino acids has a different function in the body. But we have one amino acid called arginine, which is extremely important because arginine is what this enzyme uses to make nitric oxide. The enzyme is very appropriately called NO synthase. Okay. So the NO synthase binds arginine, which has a lot of nitrogens on it, and it takes one of them off and it makes it into nitric oxide. So our body uses enzymes, one enzyme, to make nitric oxide. And once that was discovered, then it was really easy to ski down the slopes to figure out how we could make more nitric oxide to keep us healthy. What are the problems associated with inadequate nitric oxide? How can we make more nitric oxide? What does a healthy diet have to do with nitric oxide and so on? So you know how science is. One discovery leads to another, until finally you can figure out the entire puzzle.
That's fascinating. You mentioned something right there, which is, what is the problem with not having adequate levels of nitric oxide being produced in the body? What are some of the ramifications that can happen?
Okay, there's a whole bunch of them. When we initially made the discovery that our bodies produce NO, we didn't know what the ramifications were. And then shortly thereafter, we showed that if you don't have enough NO, you'll get hypertension. You'll get high blood pressure because the arteries make nitric oxide to keep the blood pressure down in the normal range. As soon as you start blocking production of NO, hypertension. Same thing. If you block the production of nitric oxide, you can get a stroke because you get blood clotting occurring unnaturally in the brain. If the blood clots unnaturally in the coronary arteries of the heart, you get a heart attack. So NO is required to maintain those functions. Also, if you have inadequate NO, we know now, based on another discovery we made in the early 90s, that males will develop impotence or erectile dysfunction. But let's not leave the ladies out. Ladies who make inadequate amounts of NO will also suffer from erectile dysfunction in the form of they lose their sensual or sexual arousal. They lose sexual arousal,
the libido,
when the nitric oxide levels come down. And the other aspect of it, of course, something that you're an expert in, it's called the brain. The brain depends so heavily on nitric oxide for numerous functions. The most important functions we know about NO in the brain is that the nitric oxide promotes learning, memory recall, recalling information in the memory, and also just you're remembering facts and so on. The other point that I always make to graduate students and young investigators is that the brain has more nitric oxide in it than does the rest of the body. And we don't really know why. All we know is that NO in the brain promotes memory recall, learning, and so on. But there's got to be more functions. You know, I think NO is important in the brain to dilate all the blood vessels, to keep the blood circulating in the brain, to keep the delivery of oxygen and nutrients going to the brain. And when you dilate arteries, you also promote the removal or washout of metabolites that can injure the brain, just like they would in your muscles when you're working. And so I personally believe that the nitric oxide is one of the most important signaling molecules in the brain.
212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call again. We have a limited number of these items for your $100 donation. But isn't that fascinating? That just within the last 30 years, we discovered this gas that occurs in the body naturally, which we did not know, but it's so important, so beneficial, that it touches every part of the human functioning. This is fascinating. So again, reminding you that it's a fundraising program. As many of you listening will know, instead of commercials, we come to our listeners. This is our primary fund of or a method of fundraising. We come to our listeners and ask that you donate on behalf of this station. And this way, we can keep the WBAI brand of free speech on the airwaves and keep the corporate pressures outside who would have us tell you different stories and have us lie to you and have us trick you. This way, we can keep our message pure. 212-209-2950 is the phone number to call if you want to get on the line now. You heard already how this works. You heard what Dr. Ignaro discovered. We have it available to you for a $100 donation. We want to hear every phone ringing in here. We want to see them light up. You can also visit give2wbai.org to make a donation there. Or 212-209-2950. We accept your American Express card, MasterCard, Visa. Again, we had a very limited number of these donated, folks. It's only a $100 donation. As you know, that money goes to keeping the station on the airwaves. It goes to keeping the lights on in this building. It goes to keeping the turntables working. It goes to keeping our computers running and making sure that the very minimal staff that we have are able to be paid. The people running the boards, the people pushing the buttons in the studios, this is important for the very function of the station. So your every donation counts and matters. And while I'm on that topic, I want to point out that as an average in terms of our monthly donations and in terms of our buddies, we have reached a level of just a few thousand under $20,000. Well, we've got a new plan in place. What we want to do, folks, is by March, by the end of March, we want to get that average up to $25,000 a month. So we're going to be coming at you over the next few months, but I want to encourage you during this program to consider also becoming a WBAI buddy. Those are sustaining members, people who donate at the level of, $15 a month, $25 a month. Some people do $100 a month. Some people do $200 a month. It should be an amount that's comfortable for you. But these pledges, these donations go so far to keeping this station on the right path so that we can pay our bills each month and so that we know how to direct our money. The more of those monthly donations we have coming in, the better the health of WBAI. It's like nitric oxide for us. 212-209-2950 is the phone number for you to dial. Give us a call and let us know that you are out there and let us send you this package of nitrates, which helps your body to create its own nitric oxide, which I'm telling you, folks. Now, mind you, you will hear from Dr. Gnaro and the other health professionals who we have on, our own hosts here on the station, that you can get nitric oxide through breathing properly with your mouth closed. You can get it from foods like beets, and you can get it from arugula and butter, lettuce, all of these different vegetables. But if your body already is unhealthy, it needs a little boost to help you to produce and to use properly that nitric oxide. It has a half-life of about 2 seconds. It doesn't last very long. So in the context of a body that isn't completely healthy, it needs a little bit of a boost. And that's the point of our sending this item out to you today. Again, this is a fundraising program. My name is Tony Bates. We are listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM, and we're offering to you a nitrite product which helps to produce nitrates in the body. It's yours for a donation of just $100. We need about three more people to get on the line, and I'm going to go back to some more of our program, but let's get three more of you donating at that $100 level. We accept your American Express card, your Visa card, your MasterCard, your Discover card, whatever you can do. And also consider becoming a sustaining member if it's the end of the year and you need a tax write-off. WBAI is the perfect place. Make a $200 a month donation. Write that off on your taxes. Some of you out there can make large donations like $500 or $1,000. It's the end of the year. If you need that donation, make that donation here and let that donation serve this entire community as we do our work here based upon the fuel that you give us, and that is your donations. 212-209-2950. So here's the thing about this item that we're offering to you, folks. You can't go to the store and buy it. You can't look it up online and buy it. It doesn't come over the counter. You can only get it from a medical professional. Luckily for us, We've got medical professionals on the air here at WBAI. And they done did the do and got these items donated to us. So I want to shout out and thank Corrine Frenari and Carol Peterson of Take Charge of Your Health, which can be heard here on WBAI Thursdays at 2 p.m. They are medical practitioners, and they've gotten this limited amount of these packages donated to us that is medical-grade nitrates, which help to produce nitric oxide in the body, along with testing strips. They've been donated to us by Berkeley Life for our fundraising efforts. And I want to shout out and thank Berkeley Life for coming through and supporting WBAI during our efforts to raise money. They're available exclusively to our listeners today for just a $100 donation. That is, again, a one-month supply, 60 pills, along with testing strips so that you can see the actual change in your body. You can prove to yourself that there has been a change in your physiology. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number for you to call. In our next clip, Carol and Corrine speak with their guest, Beth Shirley, on nitric oxide and its pathways in the bodies and its general benefits. We're going to go to that next clip. I need you to keep those lines ringing. I asked for three callers. We got two. We can use one more. It's just a $100 donation. We accept your American Express card. We accept your Visa card. We accept your Discover card. And we accept your MasterCard. And remember, we take that $100 and we stretch it into 50,000 watts of people power radio, because that's our get down around here at WBAI. 212-209-2950. Our next clip is from Takes Charge of Your Health, and you're going to hear the voices of our hosts, Corrine Frenari and Carol Peterson. Stay tuned.
Nitric oxide governs circulation and microcirculation. And microcirculation, that's where all the magic happens. That's where the cells are fed the oxygen, glucose, and nutrients. But just as importantly, the debris to be carried away. Because you've got to take the trash out, too. A cell can't be more than two cells away from a functioning microcapillary. And nitric oxide governs that.
So this nutrient, as we said, is literally a miracle molecule that governs circulation to all the cells. So therefore, right, it would have an effect on all our physiologic actions. When I first learned about nitric oxide, it was many years ago, and they talked about cardiovascular disease, 100% cardiovascular disease. That's what Alzheimer's disease. In the last 20 years, the research has exploded. So not only do we have a better understanding of how it works, but we have an understanding of how it works in every cell. Therefore, you can say that it's the basis of every disease. Can you explain that to us a little more clearly, please? How is
sure.
the basis?
So all chronic disease, they're characterized by like four things. One, low blood flow. Two, inflammation. Three, oxidative stress. And four, immune dysfunction and dysregulation. And nitric oxide controls all four of those.
So, Beth, maybe we could talk a little bit more about what nitric oxide actually is. And the chemical symbol for nitric oxide is
N-O. Right.
And the N is nitrogen. So we're really talking about how our body uses nitrogen. And this is sort of fundamental. This information really has not been out that long, only a couple decades, that we've actually discovered this little molecule, which is actually a gas. And then
we need to be mindful of the gases in our body. Think of oxygen and carbon dioxide. We have another important gas, and it really contributes to our health in a major way. But I think what I'd like to maybe have you explain a little better how this flow of nitrogen works, both in our bodies and in the food that we eat.
Okay. Well, let's start off by saying, like, how our bodies make this nitrogen oxide, not NO. So we make it through two pathways. One pathway is through an enzymatic pathway called the NOS, NOS, nitric oxide synthase enzyme. This enzyme takes arginine and oxidizes it into nitric oxide.
So arginine is an amino acid.
Right.
And where do we have, is it arginine that we eat or arginine that our body already has?
Arginine is a conditional amino acid, mm-hmm. So we get most of it from what we eat.
Okay. And what kind of foods are
proteins. Proteins.
Okay. Proteins. Any proteins in particular?
Nuts and seeds.
Nuts and seeds, right.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when our body isn't in optimal health, it cannot convert arginine to nitric oxide.
Right.
So we can't really depend on that pathway to right. be able to create it. We really have to look at something broader than just that pathway. As a matter of fact, with high arginine and citrulline, which we see many supplements out there, arginine, citrulline, to make nitric oxide, the end result is that it's very often blocking our ability to make nitric oxide.
Yes. That's
the understanding that the quality of what we are offering and the understanding of what we are offering is the ability to get this nitric oxide into our system, to our cells. You know, nitric oxide is normally, it's a gas. And why don't we have a blood test for it? Because it's only there for seconds. And we can never measure it that way. But yet it has an effect on every single cell it touches. It affects the mitochondria. It attacks the cell membranes. Every function that we have as human beings can be moderated and very often is blocked by lack of nitric oxide. Is that not true?
No, that's true. That NOS enzyme, though, is so environmentally sensitive. So even by the time we're 40, it's only functioning about 50%. And by the time we're 60, it's only functioning about 15%.
15.
Whoa. So that's why cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer in the United States.
And
but it also, that's why it's so imperative to support the other way we make nitric oxide, which is the nitrate to nitric oxide pathway.
And exactly, can you explain that pathway to us?
Sure. We consume the nitrates in like high nitrate veggies, like arugula, spinach, bok choy, celery, beets, butter lettuce. We consume the nitrates. They get absorbed. They circulate around. They get concentrated in the salivary glands. Salivary glands release the nitrate. And we've got good bacteria on our tongue that will reduce that nitrate to nitrite. Nitrite is the nitric oxide donor molecule. We swallow the nitrite in the acidic environment of the stomach. Some of that nitrite gets reduced further to nitric oxide. Here's your protection against E. coli, H. pylori. But most of the nitrite gets absorbed and in different tissues, they can reduce that nitrite to nitric oxide on an as-needed basis. Like in the muscle, the myoglobin, like when you're exercising and your muscles need more juice, more oxygen, glucose, and there's more debris to be carried away, your muscles can reduce that nitrite to nitric oxide. In the electron transport chain, in your mitochondria, when there's too much oxidative stress, the mitochondria can make more nitric oxide from that nitrite to help recouple that mitochondria. So that NOS enzyme is so sensitive and gets uncoupled or dysfunctional by age, lack of exercise, stress, pollution, glyphosate, EMF. We're swimming in this sea of EMF. Medications like antibiotics, antifungals, antidepressants, birth control pills. That's why they don't like women over the age of 35 taking the birth control pills, and especially if they're smokers, is because of that cardiovascular complications.
And
PPIs.
Oh, the proton pump inhibitors. Do you want to, what are a few? Prilosec.
Prilosec.
We can get those over the counter.
Now. When they were put on the market, I remember back in the 90s, like the insurance wouldn't pay for more than a 6-week supply.
Exactly.
And now they're over the counter and people have been taking them for decades.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've talked many times about stomach acid and digestion on this program. So people do often reach for these things and continue to take it without having any idea of the constant damage that's occurring.
Powerful stuff there, folks. Very, very powerful. And again, cutting edge information. This is the kind of information that we get on WBAI. This is why your donations matter. Because we get to bring you this kind of thing that isn't widely spread in the mainstream media. When have you heard 60 Minutes talking about it? When have you heard whomever it is? I don't know who still watches the mainstream news anymore. But when have you heard them talking about this kind of thing? I want to say something about Corinne Frenari, having worked with her for so many years. She brings cutting-edge medicine to the airwaves on a regular basis. But she only brings it after she knows it works, often testing the items on herself and her family first before she presents them to our WBAI listeners. This is a person of high integrity. This is a person who appreciates you, the audience. This is a person who does not want to rip you off. She's not making money for doing this. She's not getting paid from WBAI for doing this. She's doing this because she believes in better health for you. And for this station, your $100 donation today at 212-209-2950 improves the health of WBAI. And we send out one of these nitrate packages to you, which is a one-month supply, along with the testing strips for your $100 donation. 212-209-2950. I have great respect for this woman and her integrity. I have great respect for her sticking to her guns. I've seen her be attacked at this station for her positions. I've seen them come out in the wash and her be right over and over and over. That alone is a reason for you to donate in support of this station, in support of her work, and to tune in on Thursdays at 2 and listen to Take Charge of Your Health. Right now, though, we're focused on getting one of these limited packages out to you. The nitrites that you've just heard about, that they were just discussing with their guest, Beth, these are available for a $100 donation. Just $100. We need you to make that call right now. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950 or visit WBAI.org. Make your donation there. Pick it up, but don't wait, because I guarantee you we will run out of these because they were donated from Berkeley Health, Berkeley Life. Thank you very much. and they donated a limited number. So I need you to get on the phone and make that call. Step up, support your own health while you support the health of WBAI. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Is this the next step that you need when you hear how important nitric oxide is to the functioning of the human body, to the functioning of our brains? Check this out, folks. Our brains have more nitric oxide than any other organ in the body. And science still doesn't know why. They're still trying to find out. The organ most saturated with this gas, this substance, this molecule, often referred to as the miracle molecule, NO, is saturated in your brain. Science can't explain it. They're searching right now to find out. I say use your brain to tell your fingers to dial 212-209-2950 and let us send this package out to you. It's impactful. Again, this is coming from a woman whose integrity cannot be impugned when it comes to what she does here on WBAI. I stand behind Corinne Frenari. I am telling you, I've met with her. I've spoken with her. I've been in meetings with her. I've spoken to her personally, on the phone and off, in person, and at work and in private. She's the real deal, folks. So when a medical professional of that level brings this kind of item to the table, I bet you better jump on board. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call or visit. Give to WBAI.org. As we are in the holiday season, we are encouraging you to consider becoming a WBAI buddy. We're trying to raise up our monthly rates. We need to do that in order to keep this station moving forward, moving ahead. We've been stagnant at a certain level for quite a while, and we got to pick it up a bit. We need your help for that, of course. So if you can become a WBAI buddy, please consider that. Give $15 a month. Give $200 a month. Give $25 a month. Give $500 a month. I once took a donation out at the West Coast station for a $1,000 a month donation. So I know it's possible. I'm not asking everyone to do that. Many of you will give $20 a month. Many of you will give $25 a month. But it is imperative that we pick those levels up. So if you want to become a buddy, please consider that. But right now, we're offering you this incredible item from Berkeley Life. It is nitrites, which increase the nitric oxide in the human body. And we are learning that it is important to almost every function. Anywhere it touches in the body, it is highly, highly important to human health and life. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I want five more callers on the line before we get back to the rest of this. We're going to go back to another clip from our program, but we need to get about five more people on the line first. Calling at 212-209-2950, making that $100 donation. And remember, they had a limited number of these donated to the station. And there's another point I want to bring up here too. The station, we here at the station at the, who make these decisions wanted to make this a higher priced thank you gift. Corrine and Carol fought back, pushed back and said, no, 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 no. This is too important. We need to get it out to the audience. And so management listened and lowered this donation so that it would be accessible to more of you. 212-209-2950. In our next clip, we're going to go back to Corrine and Carol and their guest Beth, and we're going to hear a little bit more of how nitric oxide functions in the body, why I was so struck by it, and why it's so important for you to have this information. This is groundbreaking information. It's not widely known. It's still being discovered, basically, how nitric oxide works in the body. But guess who's on the cutting edge of it? Corrine Frenari. Guess who's on the cutting edge of it? Carol Peterson. Guess who's on the cutting edge of it? WBAI. And why? Because you and you and you decided at some point to make a donation to this station to keep free speech on the airwaves, to keep cutting edge medicine on the airwaves, to challenge the mainstream. We thank you, but please continue to dial 212-209-2950. Three more of you. 212-209-2950. $100 donation on your American Express card, MasterCard, or Visa card. Or maybe you feel like you don't need the nitric oxide and you just want to become a BAI buddy, and you can donate $25 a month to the station on your American Express, MasterCard, Visa, or Discover card. 212-209-2950. In our next clip, we're going to go back to take charge of your health and listen up and hear further how important nitric oxide is to human function.
Nitric oxide can be a low nitric oxide because it is our body's natural vasodilator, that it can be a reason for hypertension.
And, exactly.
And very often we go to treat hypertension and we call it non-responsive.
Well, that's because they don't have enough nitric oxide for those medications to work with.
Exactly. So you need the nitric oxide to be able for the medications to work. And that's exactly. Such a powerful statement, yeah. That there we are giving more and more hypertensives and the people aren't responding. But then there's another piece of that is diabetes. Our insulin resistance
is a nitric oxide deficient state.
Exactly. Oh my goodness, this is really a fun talk because we all agree.
Yeah, well, there's you know, how do you know you're nitric oxide deficient? Well, for sure, if your blood pressure is up. Number two, if you've got diabetes or insulin resistance, you're nitric oxide deficient. You've got erectile dysfunction either in men or women. So you've got sexual dysfunction in men or women. You're nitric oxide deficient. And if you have any cognitive disorders, cognitive impairment, you're nitric oxide deficient.
And there is even more than that. How does this connect to COVID and the ability to resist a virus? Let's not even say the word COVID.
No, I never say the word COVID.
To resist viruses and the ability to get over viruses. You know, after this recent virus, one of them anyway, what people have is cognitive impairment.
Right.
They're having clotting.
That's all nitric oxide deficiency. I have been talking about this and writing about this for the last 2.5 years. There are some webinars
on
my professional page where I've talked about this immune dysfunction and nitric oxide deficiency. All the reasons you get this virus to begin with is because you're nitric oxide deficient. The spike protein makes your nitric oxide deficiency even worse. So this is why you've got impaired circulation, you've got impaired cognition, you've got clotting is from this
fibromyalgia, pain, neurologic pain.
Exactly.
Fatigue.
From the nitric oxide deficiency. Yep.
So there's quite a bit of this going on. They've even called it long COVID.
Right.
People have gotten sick and they never return to normal, or so it is. Like we're now into 2 years, and some people from early on.
According to the allopathic doctors, it's not treatable. However, they don't.
Holistic doctors are treating it. Not at all. You never hear this. The number to call is 212-209-2950. This is an amazing supplement, but let me tell you one other thing. This supplement is only sold to practitioners, and that's the uniqueness of it. That's why we feel so privileged to be able to offer this, and that they're supporting this program and supporting BAI. So that's a 1 month supply. It's a $100 donation. The donation is for your health, but it's also for WBAI's health. The two go together. And the number to call is 212-209-2950. And that's a nitric oxide pack that you can go on the internet and search it. You can go all over and search it. But you are not going to get this one who had the very specific one that has studies behind it that shows through testing the difference in your body. You know, Beth, I'm talking, preaching to the choir, but there's 40% of people who take Cialis or Viagra, right, and they don't respond.
Can
you explain that to us? 50%?
Right. 50% of the people don't respond to these. They're called PDE5 inhibitors. And
okay,
that's your Viagra, Cialis, Levitra. So those drugs allow the nitric oxide to hang around longer, but you still have to have enough nitric oxide.
Exactly.
For those drugs to even work. And so the ED part is a nitric oxide deficiency to begin with. So even by just supporting your own body's production of it, you might not have to even go down that road.
And we here at WBAI hope you don't have to go down that road either. This is new science, folks. Researchers are still learning just how pervasive and important this miracle molecule, as it's called, is to heart health, organ health, arterial plasticity, brain health, longevity, and general human homeostasis. Studies are literally beginning to show that more nitric oxide in the system can lead to a longer life. But they're still working on it. They've only been studying it for 30 years. But they're at it. So this is why it's on the air here. The product procured by our medical practitioners, Corinne Frenari and Carol Peterson, is unique. Not only because it prompts the body to produce and use nitric oxide, it is also unique because it touches everything in your body. It's unique because the mainstream media isn't talking about it. It's unique because it's new science. It's unique because it's something that every human has to use and process. And we've got it here. Thanks to our leading edge medical practitioners who do shows here. Thanks to WBAI management for having folks like that on the air. Folks like Dr. Kokai, folks like Corinne Frenari, people who stand up to the mainstream and tell a different story. That's why we exist. That's why we ask for donations instead of taking money from corporate outsiders, so that we can bring you the leading edge, so that we can tell the stories that we want to tell. So again, our professionals have obtained just a limited number of these gifts. They are yours for a $100 donation. The package includes a one-month supply along with testing strips so that after you take the medicine, and only shortly after, if you heard in the interview there, just a short while after taking it, you can put the strip inside of your mouth and see if you have, in fact, been affected, if your nitric oxide is at a higher level than it was before. That's all for a $100 donation. But remember, what you're donating to is Free Speech Radio. Remember, what you're donating to is WBAI. Remember, what you're donating to is your own better health, as well as the better health of this radio station. So we want to express our gratitude to our medical professionals, our practitioners who are here on the air. We want to thank them for bringing this forward. And I want to encourage you again to check out their show. It's a fantastic program here on WBI Thursdays at 2 p.m. Without them, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you. But we are. And again, I remind you that Corinne is always on the cutting edge. History has shown that she was on the right side of the pandemic discussion even. History ain't even that long ago. The pandemic is over, and it turns out her positions were the scientific positions. That's why we have a WBAI. That's why we use our independent thinking here. That's why we have practitioners like that one. That's why we have hosts like we have across this radio station, so that we can tell the people's story. The mainstream is retracting that stuff they said now. Corrine ain't. 212-209-2950. A $100 donation gets you a 1 month supply of this nitrite product and a set of testing strips. 212-209-2950. Pick up the phone, make that call. It's a $100 donation. We accept all of the major credit cards, the MasterCard, Visa, Discovery, American Express, whichever you choose to use. But pick up the phone, make that phone call. Be a part of keeping this station great. Be a part of keeping people informed. You know, there are elders all over the tri-state area who live on fixed incomes. And they get to listen to this cutting-edge information because someone like you, who could donate $100, chose to make that donation. You have served yourself, you have served WBAI, and you have served your larger community. That's the impact of a donation. 212-209-2950. I dare say it's wise for us to give Corrine Frenari our ear, to listen to what else she has to say, because she's already been proven right over and over and over. And it is her diligence and her care for this audience and her love of healing people that brings cutting edge medical information to these airwaves. What a gift we have here. This can only happen, though, because of you. Because over these past 60 years, you've been donating to this station, keeping us on the airwaves, keeping us functioning, keeping us moving forward. And we're planning to grow. We're planning to bring up our levels every month of our monthly donations. We're behind where we ought to be, but we know that we can raise those. So if you want to become a WBAI buddy, consider that. Donating at the level of $20 a month, donating at the level of $35 a month, donating at the level of $50 a month, donating at the level of $15 a month. Something that's comfortable for you. But those donations go a long way to keeping the station viable. We can see the rise of fascism in the country. We can see the rise of